no sense.
This is the Relic Radio Show, old-time radio entertainment still standing the test of time, from RelicRadio.com. This is the Relic Radio Show. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining me this Tuesday for another 60 minutes or so of old-time radio variety. We're going to start off with The Key, an episode from 1956 titled The Cellar. Then it's Ripley's Believe It or Not and King Olaf. We'll finish off with Arch Obler's Plays and History of a Mug from August 9th, 1945. But first, here's The Key.
Situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, The Key.
Anyone home?
No.
Hello there. Hey, Craig.
Oh, the awkward times.
Craig.
What's that anyway?
Hey, what are you doing down the cellar?
Hello, Hamp. Didn't hear.
Didn't hear me? Boy, I yell loud enough to wake up the dead. What's going on down here, anyway?
A little leveling off.
What for?
Now, why would people level off? Because the surface was unlevel.
Oh, are you kidding?
What do you mean?
Trouble with you is a short memory. I'm the guy that helped put this cellar down. Remember?
Yes, I remember.
And also remember saying when we finished putting the cellar down, you could make a putting green down here. It was so level.
Well, it suddenly unleveled itself. I don't know.
It seems funny, that's all.
Well, gone, Mr. Drum.
Can't see how. Solid rock 3 feet down. Rock don't drop.
Look, Hamp, does it really matter?
Don't suppose so.
Let's go up and have a drink.
Sure. Funny thing.
What?
The level had dropped down there. It would have dropped all over. Not just one little square.
Do you want that drink or don't you?
Sure I do. Oh, it's hot. Gee, it doesn't get much hotter.
Was it anything important?
What's that?
You came to see me, remember?
Oh, that. No, it's not important. Still, depends which way you look at it, I suppose.
Do tell.
Came to see if you wanted to go swimming. Some people would say that was very important on a hot day like this.
Here's your cooler.
Thanks. Cheers. Yes, better. Where'd you get the earth?
For what?
The leveling job.
Didn't need any. Took some from the corners.
When that swim?
I don't think so. Got a lot to do.
Oh, it's awful hot. Picked a bad day for digging a hole.
I didn't dig a hole. I filled a hole.
Made a nice, neat job of it.
More?
Ooh, wouldn't say no. How's Sally?
Fine. Just fine.
Don't see her about. She in town?
No.
Gone for a swim?
You're a nosy character, Hamp.
I know. It's my training. I've been a forest ranger so long, I just can't help minding other people's business.
Get you into trouble one day.
There's nothing sure. Probably do it because my own business is so dull.
How's the family?
Swell. Kid's as mean as ever, Millie getting fatter by the pound. When are you and Sally going to start in on a family?
Hey.
Well, Millie was asking. I thought I'd better find out. You know what women are, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what they are.
Has she gone for a swim?
Oh.
Sally.
No. She's out of town for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, I'm still over that tonsil job you did on Billy.
Now, well, I'll sue, so don't worry.
I'm not worried. Notice the car outside. Sally walk into town?
No, she picked up a lift.
Who from?
Well, I don't know. I was going to drive her to the station, but she said she'd arranged a lift.
Relative.
What?
She visiting relatives?
I'll fill that up again. Yes, a cousin or something in Granbrook.
Granbrook? Oh, I know Granbrook pretty well. Millie's folks come from that way. Hey, I know. Save Sal riding the train back. I'll ring my brother-in-law to pick her up. He's visiting tomorrow night.
No, I wouldn't bother. It's not...
No,
Saturday.
It's no trouble. What street's this cousin of hers on?
I can't remember.
Well, think, man.
Oh... Gibson, Ibsen...
Ibbins.
Yeah, that's it. Ibbins Avenue.
Oh, that makes it real easy. My brother-in-law lives in Ibbins. I mean, give me the address and I'll ring him.
I wouldn't know the address, Hamp.
Oh. Sure you wouldn't like that swim?
Yeah, I'll pause it.
Folks around here are pretty proud of you, Craig.
I'm all embarrassed.
No, that's right. You're not in the lot for the district. Oh, they were a bit uppity at first. Young city feller taking over old Doc Anders' practice. You know, they thought you'd bring long words and big bills with you. But they turned out wrong. Yes, sir, dead wrong.
I'm pretty proud of this town, too, if it comes to that. They've been good to me. Helped me pay for this house.
I even helped build it, if you remember. That's how come I'm so sure about the cellar being a good one. Can't figure how it could ever fall.
Isn't this a... bad fire day?
Oh, I should say so. Had to get fresh help from headquarters. I'll be on duty myself this afternoon. You and Sal get on all right, Craig?
Sure we do. We're married, aren't we?
Yes, plenty of married folk don't get on together too well.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, don't you worry about it. We do.
Don't see you in any of the local dances.
Well, the doctor's pretty busy, you know.
And the doctor's wife?
What's in that remark?
Oh, nothing. Just that Sally seems to get out pretty often.
Well, you know how it is. She's a deal younger than I am. She likes to dance.
Yeah, sure.
I look like an old draft horse on the dance floor. A doctor has to be dignified.
Oh, you ain't so old. What'll it be, 35?
You know as well as I do that I'm 41.
Sally'll be about 23, yeah? Good catch there, Craig. Real pretty gal.
I think so.
I figure a wife would be a real asset to a doctor. A good wife, that is.
Well, that's just what Sally is. Of course, she can't cook too well, but there's more to marriage than a three-course dinner.
Oh, there sure is. Look at Millie. She can cook to beat the band. Trouble is, the only time she'll shut up is when she's eating her own cooking. And that way, I have to have her thin, miserable, and talking all day, or fat and happy and quiet.
She's the only one you could find who'd put up with
her. I'll go along with that. Yes, one thing I'll say for Sal, she's always a real nice dresser.
And she likes nice things.
Mm-hmm. Must cost you a penny or two to keep up.
She makes a lot of her own.
Well, the trouble is, around a town like this, there aren't many places to show a pretty dress.
That's true.
I see Sally forgot her handbag.
Did she?
Yeah, there it is right there on the table.
Well, that was silly of her. Now she'll have no money.
Oh, she won't need any if she got a lift to her folks. Borrow some to come back. When'd you say she'd be back?
What? Tomorrow night.
Oh, yes, tomorrow night. Yeah, I'm to ring my brother-in-law, get him to pick her up. Heck, she won't need any money. You better think of that address.
Yes, I will.
Millie's having a pie for dinner Monday. How about you two join us,
Well, I don't know that we'll be able to, Hamp. We'll try.
Very particular about her clothes. That's one thing I'll always hand to Sal. Funny she should leave her hat behind, too.
Where?
It's right there behind her handbag. Hot day like this, she's likely to get a touch of the sun. Was it an open car she was getting a lift in?
I don't know.
Who did you say it was with?
I didn't say, because I don't know.
Oh, yes, that's right, of course. I keep forgetting.
Look, aren't you going for that swim?
Yes, better go, I suppose. Gotta think of something to cool me down. know this is the kind of day a person could get killed.
Yes, I suppose it is.
Yeah, man could have a body on his hands any time on a day like this. All you need to be a weak ticker or a touch of high blood, and bang, you're dead.
Now you're talking like a doctor.
Don't you worry, Craig. I've seen more than one dead in my time. Yes, sir. I remember one time over in Judson Valley, come across a feller been buried. could I have another drink, please, Craig?
Yeah, sure. Help yourself.
It's mighty hot. What's the matter, Doc? Your son got you?
No.
You look a little pale. Shouldn't have dug that hole in the cellar on a day like this. It's 110 in the shade if it's an inch.
Well, it only took me 5 minutes.
Well, it's not a very big hole, huh?
Get on with your story, huh?
Your story? Oh, yes, yes. Well, as I was saying, I come across this fella. He'd been buried for 9 a week.
Oh, who buried him?
Oh, no one. No one. He'd been silly enough to walk under some rocks just as they decided to come loose from the side of a hill. You know, if I wanted to get rid of a body, that's what I'd do.
What?
Make a nice rock slide. Good big one. And duck the corpse under just where she was going to fall. That way, there's an awful lot of Mother Earth between the body and anyone who might be snooping around.
Thanks for the tip. If I ever want to dispose of a body, I'll take your advice.
Of course, there are other ways, I suppose. Hey, you thought of that address yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, it'll come to you. Don't worry. I get like that myself sometimes. Can't think of the simplest things, you know. Especially if I'm a mite worried about anything.
I'm not worried about anything.
I just thought you might be.
No, no.
You know, Craig, I was pretty pleased when you and Sally teamed up.
So was I, for that matter.
There's a lot of fellas were after Sally, you know. Yes, sir, she's about the best-looking gal in the district.
Yeah, I bet no one thought she'd marry an old fogey like me.
Well, there were a lot of different opinions going around. Lots of didn't think Sal had settled down to being a country doctor's wife.
I admit I was a little worried about that myself.
But everything turned out fine.
Well, you ought to know.
Sure, I ought to know.
Well, they've been married 4 years, and there's been no trouble so far.
Yeah, it puts all the busybody's noses out of joint, I bet.
They deserve it.
Yes, they sure do. I'm of real firm opinion that a man never knows what's going to happen. You know, everyone thinks that you and Sal won't last Christmas, and what happens? You go along 4 years, and everything's hunky-dory. All you need now is a family, and you'll be real set up.
Well, that can wait. Sal wants to have a little fun before she really settles down.
Yes, I suppose that's one thing a doctor's wife misses out on a little. I mean, you've been so busy all the time and working such long hours. It take last week. You were away 3 days, wasn't it, on that accident up at the dam?
3 days.
But Sal was pleased to see you when you got back.
Yes, she was. Very pleased.
Well, I guess better be getting along. You sure you don't want that swim?
Sorry.
You know, it's a wonder to me you never built that cellar door inside the house. I mean, having it out there, most anyone could break in.
There's nothing down there worth stealing.
Still, I'd put a lock on the door if I was you. You know, I always figure a man's private business is his own private business. You know, with the cellar door stuck right out there in the open, it's an invite for anyone to take a look down. Yeah, I'd put a lock on it if I was you. George.
Take a seat. Hot?
Doesn't get much hotter.
Thought you'd be out putting a hose on some fires by this.
Yeah, should be. I got something gnawing at my mind.
Illegal something?
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, if you reach into that icebox, you'll find some cold cider.
It might help.
You can talk while you pour, you know.
I know. George, you know if Sally Meldrum's got any relatives in Granbrook?
Sally Meldrum? No, I don't think she has.
No cousin?
Might, but I don't think so. Sally had an uncle there one time, but he died about 10 years ago. No, she hasn't got anyone there. Why?
Oh, I was wondering.
one of these days, Hampus, minding other folks' business is going to get you in a lot of trouble.
So I've been told. Here's your drink. George, you figure Craig and Sally are getting on all right?
As far as I can see. Of course, she's a deal younger than he is, but I think they're all right.
She was a bit flighty before they were married.
She was that. Still, you can't blame a girl for having a little fun, especially one as pretty as Sally.
Lots of stories about Sally.
I know a pretty girl in a small town who didn't get the treatment from the town gossips.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm wondering whether Craig ever got to hear any of them stories.
Why?
Oh, well, he's a quiet sort of cuss. Don't go to dances much. He's pretty much for homebody.
Look, will you quit running around in circles and come to the point? It's too hot for brain work.
Well, George, a lot of folk in this town said Sally had never settled down when she married Craig. Said she was a bad lot.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying yes or no about the story. Frankly, I've always found Sal to be a nice girl. Too pretty for her own good, but a nice girl.
Well, look, why don't you go home and leave me to sweat
your
face?
Just supposing these stories was true, supposing Sal kind of kicked over a little after she and Craig was married. That'd make Craig a little mad, wouldn't it?
I expect so.
When a man gets mad at his wife, real mad, I mean, there's no telling what he might do, is it?
All right, you've made your point.
And if a man found things out about his wife, he'd most likely to up and hit her or...
Look, husbands have been known to beat their wives, and some of them deserve it.
George, you being the law around here.
Yeah?
How would you feel if a friend of yours, a man who'd done you an awful lot of favors, and a fellow who'd done the town real proud...
Will you get to the point, Hamp? It's hot.
Yeah, well, all right, but how would you feel if this friend of yours had, say, hit his wife, but under those same circumstances, mind you, and, hit her a mite too hard, and...
Killed her?
Yes, that's for me.
Well, I'd have to arrest him, of course, providing there was enough evidence to say he'd killed her.
Witnesses and the like.
Witnesses and a body. Most times there has to be a body. But if I thought this fellow had killed his wife and there was the evidence to support it, I'd arrest him no matter if he was my own brother. Now, does that satisfy you?
Well, that's the answer I expected, but it don't satisfy me.
Yeah, well, I can't do any better. Now, look, will you get the heck out of here and let me melt away all by myself, huh? You're taking up too much air.
Sure. See you later, George. Hey, I work too hard.
That guy gets some of the craziest notions I've ever heard.
What's the matter? Forget something?
Yeah, remember something. I'll have a cool drink if you don't mind. I didn't get that address off you.
What address?
Where Sally's staying.
I told you I can't remember.
Oh, yes. Silly of me. I could have saved myself the trip out here.
There's always the phone, you know.
Yeah, that's an idea, you know. Why don't you phone up the exchange, Grand Book? They're bound to know where Sally's cousin lives. They know everything. A real busybody.
It doesn't matter.
Won't take a minute?
No.
Look, Craig, you can bust me in the nose for this if you want to, but you sure everything's okay between you and Sal?
Well, of course I'm sure. Why shouldn't it be?
Well, I thought you might have heard some of them stories that was going on about Sal.
What kind of stories?
Oh, you know.
No, I don't know. Tell me.
Most of them ain't true, you know.
Tell me just the same.
I've only got a grain of truth in them.
You tell me and I'll be the judge.
Look, Craig, any pretty gal in the town gets the same thing said about her.
Does she?
Yeah, of course she does. Look, you take the time she and Billy O'Brien get lost over the Bull Neck Pass. Gone 2 days there was, Billy told a rare tale. And he was always a liar. Even if some of them was true, well, Sal's an awful pretty gal, and she's young.
Yes, she is. Now get on with your story.
Well, there's no story, Craig. Look, I know a man can lose his temper sometimes.
I'm losing mine now.
Don't take on. What can you expect if you leave her alone so much of the time? Women don't like to be lonely.
If you don't get to the point in a minute, I'm going to throw you right through that door, friend or no friend.
Craig, women don't go get eventing off for the weekend and leave their purse and hat.
Well, Sully must have forgotten.
That's what I'm getting at. They don't forget them. If they do, they'll come right back and pick them up.
She forgot them.
If you walk outside on a day like this without a hat, first thing come to your mind is that you forgot your hat. then come right back inside and get it.
What I do and what someone else would do are two different things.
She wouldn't forget her hat. That is, if she was going somewhere. She needed a hat.
All this talk of hat, what will you get off it?
There's no need to hustle me, Craig. I'm just trying to help you, that's
all. Help me with what?
I helped you build that cellar, Craig, and I know there's no chance of the floor dropping. It's solid rock, 3-4 feet down.
I don't care what you say, Hamp. The cellar floor dropped.
I don't blame you, Craig. Maybe she kicked over the traces once too often. I don't know, and I don't want to know. All I got to say is that I'll help you all I can.
I see.
You did hear all those stories, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Hear the story about when you was away at that accident up at the dam?
Yes.
People are always ready to run with something that's going to hurt someone. Never tell tales on people that might be doing them some good.
Yes, I heard all the stories, every last one of them.
I've been your friend ever since you come to this town, Craig. You've done a lot to help me. And I want you to know that I'll do anything. Anything I can to help you.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Now, no one ever need know anything about the cellar. I can swear I saw Sally leaving town in a strange car just as I was coming out here this morning. Now, that way, folks will think she's run off with some feller. Everyone will be only too happy to believe that. Don't go blaming yourself, Craig. A man does something in anger when there's provocation. Well, I don't reckon he can be blamed.
You think I buried Sally?
Now, there's no reason why anyone should know.
Know what?
Wait.
Hello, George.
Craig.
Bit hot for a man of your bulk to be getting around.
I manage about taking the time. You got a cold drink?
Help yourself. What can I do for you, George?
Hey, you're awful quiet, Hamp. Figure you've said too much already.
What do you mean, George?
Man, my job has to do an awful lot of things he don't like.
Like listening at doors?
The only way I ever get to hear anything interesting.
Funny, I never did figure you for a snooper, George Arnold.
Yeah, well, when there are things a law officer should hear, he's got to work out the best way of hearing the most. Oh, that's good. Weather like this does a fat man a lot of harm. Mind if we take a look down that cellar of yours, Craig?
Why?
You know why.
I want to know why.
Don't you go make it any harder for me than it is already. Come on, let's go.
You got a warrant?
No.
You want to search my cellar, you go get yourself a warrant.
Sure. Like to come with me for the ride?
I'll wait here if you don't mind.
That's what I thought you'd say. Hey, I'll bet you want to wait here too, Hemp.
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's too hot to go running over all over the country.
I think I'm going to have to see that cellar without a warrant, Craig.
And I don't think you are. That's private property, George.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Unless I happen to charge you with a crime of some sort, huh? Now, that way I can look all I like. Now, don't argue with me. I don't quite know what the law says about it, but that's what I say, and I'm the law around here.
You're not going down there, George. I won't have my rights tampered with. Nobody.
Well, then I'm just going to have to charge you with murder.
Now, George, you
just
want to...
keep out of this, Hamp. Keep out of it. If anyone's to blame about me being here, it's you. You ran around in circles this morning that I just had to start working things out. And when I got the answer, I came right out of here. I got the rest of the story at the door.
I'll stop you, George.
Well, I'm a fat man, Craig, but I'm an awful big man. Don't try it.
He's right, Craig. I seen him hold off half a dozen. He's right.
Very well.
My friends. My dear tried and true friends. Go ahead and dig the cellar up, and I hope you're satisfied.
I'd like you to come with us, Craig.
To help dig?
I'm just doing what I have to do. Now, come on, will you?
Craig, I'm real sorry, I understand. I was just trying to help. I didn't know George.
That doesn't matter, Hamp. It doesn't matter one little bit.
New lock on the door, Craig.
Here's the key. See, Hamp, I even took your advice.
Light. I don't know whether I should touch it or not.
Want me to do it for you?
After all, I've
Greg,
done it.
Did you and Sally have a big fight?
Yes, we did.
She hasn't gone to Grand Book, has she?
No, she hasn't.
Yeah, well, what's that, I suppose?
Craig! What? Craig, I couldn't. I couldn't.
But Sally! I'm glad, baby, I'm glad.
I don't care what you believe about me, Craig. I couldn't run off.
Oh, I'm glad.
I tried, honest, I tried. And I love you, Craig. Those stories aren't true, Craig. They're not true.
It's all right.
But they're not.
Oh, honey, I know that, of course.
Well, come on, you. Let's get out of here. We've caused enough trouble.
But, George, the level couldn't disrupt.
I helped dig it myself.
Oh, shut up.
Yes, but it couldn't
disrupt. Shut up, shut up. Be quiet. Close that door. They probably want to be alone. Anyway, too much excitement for that man, especially on a hot day. Oh, it's really hot.
You miss me?
Very much.
What have you been doing?
Nothing much. Just leveling off the cellar.
Closing door finishes the story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery. Romance. Or adventure. All start when a door is unlocked by the key.
Truth is stranger than fiction. This is the truth. This is Ripley's. Believe it or not.
Olav Tryggvason, who became King Olav I of Norway, avenged the murder of his foster father by slaying the killer with a hatchet. Yet at the time, he was only 9 years old. Believe it or not. In a moment, I'll tell you about a prophecy of doom. There is no logical explanation why many times dreams come true with uncanny accuracy. On December 3rd, 1874, Mrs. Albert E. Royce of Bowling Green, Ohio, told her family that she had dreamed she would get sick on November 27th, 1877, and that she would die on the following December 3rd. As it happened, she became sick and died exactly as she had dreamed it 3 years earlier. Believe it or not.
Program transcribed earlier for presentation at this time. Mutual presents Arch Obler's Plays. The Mutual Broadcasting System has the pleasure of presenting the 18th broadcast of a special 26-week series of plays by radio playwright Arch Obler. In this series, we hope to bring you dramas full of the excitement and the meaning of plays, told in relation to this expanding world in which we live. Tonight's play is titled History of a Mug.
He's poor, Mama.
Yes.
So much flour, so many people.
Sure, the whole world's turned out.
He's poor, Mama. Look at him. Can't even cry no more, babe.
Sure, he's tough. They'd have gone a long way in this town. A long, long way.
Hey, it's Joe.
Yeah.
How about the old lady?
The whole family.
Italian and Irish. What a combination. Ah, sure tough on him losing Eddie. Right guy.
Yeah.
When you think of it, a couple of days ago, sitting right on top, and now in a couple of hours, I'll fall on the ground.
Yeah.
Ah, nuts. What's the matter with me? What I need is a drink and a big one.
It may have me heart crying for losing a son like that.
It's God's will.
For 30 years, you raise a son, and in a day, he's gone.
She's got another.
Ah, he never amounts to nothing. This Edward was the blessing of the family. Look at the poor mother over there. So much hurt in her, she can't even cry. She must be remembering every day of his life. Poor Louisa Mayhem. To lose a son like that. To lose a son like that. Everybody look at me. I think I should cry. Everybody cry when somebody dies. You should cry when you lose a son. You should cry because you remember. What do I remember about you, Eddie? What? I remember your first cry, Eduardo. I cried so much that night. Should I cry now? What else can I remember, Eduardo?
First talk. First walk. First hurt. First school. First fight. First trouble.
Trouble. Trouble. Should I think of your first big trouble, Eduardo? Will that make me cry for you? How old were you? 16. Yes. 16. 16 years ago. A day just like this. It was home, remember? It was Papa. Everybody come to see him. So cold.
Ma?
What did you say, Fabiano?
Are you all right?
Oh, sure, sure. He's not come yet, huh?
He'll get here, Ma. You know how Eddie is.
He should be here.
Well, gosh, Ma, what do you expect? He'd like Eddie part dying till suddenly...
You know how it's me, Fabiano.
He'll get here, Ma. Gee, will you look at the crowd?
Everybody like your pop.
Yeah. You're awful brave, Ma.
Brave? What is brave? Your papa lived. He was good. He died quick without hurt from the trouble in his heart. So now he like... Always he wants. We give him best funeral. Biggest funeral. Just like he wants.
Ma. Ma, look, it's Eddie.
Huh?
Eddie, I told you he'd get here.
Eduardo.
Oh, Ma. Can I talk to you?
Eduardo, it's no right to be late at this time.
Ed, where you been?
Ma, open.
Ma, listen, I gotta talk to you. It's important.
Important? What could be more important than your papa?
Ma, don't waste time, believe me.
Eddie, you're out of your head. Everything's looking...
All right, Fabiano. Come, Eduardo, in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You too, Fabiano. So, what is important?
Ma, I gotta have some dough.
Ed, not now. You...
Fabiano, let him say what he wants.
Ma, can you give me some dough right away? Say 100 bucks?
Ma, he's crazy.
No, Ma, honest, I mean it. I gotta get out of town right away.
What are you talking?
Out of town. It's important, Ma. Believe me, I'll get the dope back to you.
But... Eddie, what you do?
Nothing. I just want to get out of town.
Tell me, Eduardo, tell me. Tell me, tell me. And so I say that, Eduardo. 16 years ago, I said to you, tell me. I wait. And then I listen to what you say.
You've got to listen to me, Ma. A lot of things mixed up in my relationship.
You talk.
I didn't do nothing.
You
talk.
I don't
want you to be suspicious of me either.
Mama this.
Really?
Mama that.
You don't understand me, Ma.
So many words.
Ma, listen to me. Just I know what I'm saying.
I don't know.
I gotta get a job someplace.
You say you got a chance job. Come
I'm tired of school, Ma.
You tired school.
Besides, Ma, you gotta remember.
You tell me I should remember you have weakness in heart. Like
I'm gonna be able to rest and go to work.
You wanna rest? And then go work at what do you want.
It
sounded nice in my head. I don't know. I don't know. And then, remember, he come in a door. A priest.
Now listen to me, Ma. I'm tired of school. I had enough school anyway.
You will forgive me for intruding, Mrs. Mahone. This is an unfortunate time for you. But I have no choice but to speak to you now.
Fabiano, I don't know who
it is. It's Father Dino. From over on Third. Yes, I'm Father Dino, Miss Mahone. I'm here because... Eduardo, stay. Stay, I say.
My boy, what did you do? Tell me, Padre.
I came here tonight only because some of the other boys told me Eduardo intended to run away. That, believe me, must not be.
Tell me, what'd he do?
Nothing, Martha.
You don't talk. Father, say what? He take what?
Our church, we have a fund. The pennies of the boys to pay for athletic equipment and such. Part of our church activity, you understand?
Hey, Eduardo steals from a church.
Believe me, Mrs. Mahon, I investigated carefully.
Eduardo?
Well, smile, you can believe me. I didn't steal from the church.
Mahon, you are from the old country. I too. And to come at a time like this is a hurt I could not do if what I say was not God's truth. The boy is young. The crime is a black one. And the police should be...
No, wait.
Well, I did it.
Fabiano.
No, but you...
I did it,
I tell you, I did it. Fabiano, boy, you...
I took it.
Me, not the kid. Me. You were always one of my best. I can't believe, Fabiano. If I took you to the police, the other boys... Fabiano, tell me, why did you do
it? I took it. That's enough, ain't it?
No. The reason. If you could only give me the reason, justification, maybe I...
I tell you.
Miss Mahone.
He do it for his papa.
Huh?
For his papa. I don't understand before, I know.
Tell me.
Fabiano, he know the papa always said that when he died, he went nice funeral. Penny flower, everybody riding automobile, lots of vino for his good friends. If poor papa die quick, I don't get enough money for all that. I go here and there, nobody's got money for me. And yesterday, Fabiano, he come and he put money in my hand. He say, for a nice funeral, papa, mamma mia. When you see Holy Father, he take money for make his papa a nice funeral. It is a sin, but it is such a great sin you take him to the policia. It is such a great sin, Holy Father. See? How I remember that day when you were 16, Eduardo. Should I cry for you now because of the two lies that day? And the lie I told the Holy Father, and the lie your brother Fabiano told to the Holy Father, so the police would not get you. See, two lies to the Holy Father. That's why I should cry for you now, Eduardo. What else should I remember, Eduardo? So many days to remember when you were 20. Should I cry for that day?
Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. But what can you say?
Fabiano!
Oh, Mama, you spoiled it. I almost made it.
You may break my ear. Just because you're happy, that don't make you no Caruso, my son.
Caruso was never as happy as I am tonight, Mama.
Tonight, I'm a king of Ireland, standing on a set, ruling the world.
So?
Oh, now, all right, Mama. Tonight, I'm the greatest Italian bel canto that ever lived. With the world right at my feet.
No, my son. Tonight, you are just a plain Americano boy who thinks maybe he... How you say it? Maybe he go places in this world.
Oh, wise guy.
The door, Fabio?
Hmm? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, better go see him.
No, Fabian, don't bother. It's only me.
Amy. Yeah. In a two-pant suit.
Boy, are you some...
How are you, boy?
Hello, Mama. She's glad to see me?
Yes. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your cheeks are warm, Mama. Like a young girl.
I'm glad you're home, Edward. Eddie.
Eddie's right, Mama. Good America.
You're looking great, kid. How do you feel?
The heart, you have no more trouble?
No, I'm okay. How do you like the coat?
Yeah, the cat's pajama.
Cats don't wear them. Not at $150.
Say.
You make lots of money, Eddie.
Got big expenses, Mama. That's why I ain't been so... Well, so nice to you as I'd like to be.
I have everything of what I need.
I got big plans for you, Mama. Believe me.
Right now, Ed. How about taking your coat off, sitting down, and staying a while, huh?
See, I bring you supper. Maybe it's cold now. I heat it up.
No, come back here, Mama. I didn't come here to eat.
He's
loving you? No, I ate already, believe me.
So I want to talk to both of you. Something plenty important.
Importante?
Yeah. A real chance for you, Fabian, believe me.
Yeah?
Oh, Fabiano, he's got his chance already, Eddie.
What do you mean?
He's going business.
Yeah, at the end of the month. Store for myself over on 4th. Well, this ought to fit right in. Yeah, perfect. What do you mean? The more capital you got the business, the more chance you got to stay open to in a big business, right?
Yeah, that. Huh, Mama?
I don't know what he talked about.
I'm going to tell you, Mama. Fabian, could you use a couple extra $1,000 in your business?
Could I?
All right. Here's one of them here.
Mom, look.
Go on, take it, Mama. That's real, believe me.
$1,000, I
have. It's got a twin sister with the same numbers up in the corner that you can get in a week. It's nice, huh?
Ed, I don't know what to say.
Eduardo, why you gave this money away?
The name's still Eddie, Ma. And I'm not giving away. It's for services rendered, like they say, and it ain't exactly my deal in the first place.
Well, all right, but what's it all about?
See, we listen.
It's about $2,000. $1,000 in your hand right now, and the other grand in a week.
But why? We don't hardly see you for weeks, and you shove money in my hand. Why?
Si, perché.
You know, I'm in a trucking business.
Yeah?
Well, like any business, you're in it to make money. You don't ask too many questions. So I was like that, so now I'm in a little trouble, and you can help me out.
Trouble?
Nothing important, Mama. Believe me.
What's the matter, Ed?
I'm trying to tell you. Tonight, a couple of my trucks went out on a load. They was carrying merchandise. I didn't know anything about it. They didn't come back.
What does that mean?
It means I'm in trouble, Mama. Unless my brother helps me out.
What can I do? I don't even know what it's all about.
I'm telling you. The trucks was carrying liquor, and the government's got them now. $2,000 new ones, the dirty stuff.
Wait, Eddie. Why did the government take away your trucks?
Mom, did you ever hear about prohibition?
Sure, I know about prohibition. But what did God do with your trucks?
Ed, you've been bootlegging.
Well, both of you listen to me. A guy comes in yesterday. He says he wants to rent a couple of my trucks to deliver some merchandise tonight. Fresh cut flowers, it tells me. So he pays me my price, and I give him the trucks and the drivers. The trucks go out, and right outside of town, they stop by the Fed man. So this guy loses his hooch, and I lose my trucks.
Maria, you lose so much money.
Yeah.
You can always buy new trucks, but you can't buy what I stand to lose if you don't help me out, Fabian. I still don't get it. My name wasn't on the trucks, but my drivers, they didn't change the license plates like I always told them to do when they was carrying a load that wasn't sure of. That means the federal guys have traced the place and the trucks right back to me. You get it? To me.
Well, you say you don't do nothing.
Sure, but how good that's going to do me with those guys. Fabian, you got $1,000 now. You get another grand a week if you do this. Just tell those cops them two trucks belong to you. Me.
Eduardo, what do you talk?
I'm talking sense and $2,000 for Fabian and my whole future, don't you see? Them got a thing on me. Nothing but that I rented some guy the trucks, that don't mean a thing.
Well, then why
I'm
do
I
you...
tell you? The big boys out the city hall, they think I got plenty of the ball. They want me to get into their racket. Yeah, all right. If any kind of frustrating in this truck business out, my whole chance of politics goes out the window.
But I
but
don't.
You, Fabe. If you get in on it, so what? If you get your name in the paper, who cares? In a couple of hours, it's all fixed up and forgotten. You can all dump that store and do a big business.
Well...
Hey, do it for me, will you? Ma, tell him to do it. The whole rest of my life depends on it, Ma. Believe me, Ma.
You see how well I remember everything that happened at night, Eduardo. Every word you say. Every word. Should I cry for you now because I believed you? Because I make your brother do what you want him to? Say that the trucks were his.
Any further disturbances and I will clear the court. And so it is the verdict of this court that you, Fabian Mahone, are guilty of the illegal transportation of alcoholic beverages in violation of our federal statutes, and I hereby sentence you to 6 months in the federal penitentiary and fine you the sum of $5,000. This court will now be in adjournment until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Should I cry for you now, Eduardo, for that? No. What else can I remember then, Eduardo? The day when you were 30. Let me remember.
Mama. Mama, listen. Hasn't she got a laugh like bells?
Si, Fabiano.
And pretty, huh?
And so young.
Oh. You mean too young for me?
Oh, no, Fabiano. She's good for you. You carry too much on your shoulders for too long. She laughs. She good for you. just like you are good.
Thanks, Mama.
There is the end. Mother Mahone, come on in the water.
In a couple of minutes, darling.
All right.
Look at her splashing around, huh? Like a pretty little girl, eh, Mama?
Fabiano, tell me something.
Oh, of course.
You are happy where you are?
Oh, sure, Mama. It's a great little town. Yeah, it's not too little either. You know, you ought to see the main street. That's where my store is. Saturday, busy as Coney Island on a hot winter day. Now that we'll get along, great to me. Mama, the way you're looking at me, all right. Out with it. What's on your mind?
You come a long way just to make your old mama happy.
Oh, no.
But today, your mama do something maybe you don't like.
Mama. Mama, you do something I wouldn't like?
See.
What, Frank?
Look.
Hmm?
He come down a boardwalk. You know him? It has been so long since the trouble, my son.
Mom, go.
No, stay, Fabiano, catch it.
No.
For me, Fabiano. I get old. I got two sons. When I go, you must still be brothers.
Brothers.
Sister, shake hands, huh? 10 years. They make lots of things different, my son. Eduardo is big political. To everybody, he's very, very respectable.
Yeah?
And you and me, we know, Fabiano. But to the world, he must come to your wedding, this big political, and dance and drink vino like a brother.
Oh, there you are, Mama.
Please, Fabiano, with my heart, huh?
I don't know why you have to come running out here to the stinking ocean the minute it gets
Eddie.
A little hot, then I got to come chasing out the minute you wave a little finger. So what's the last
Eddie, you don't know who this is?
Look, Ma, I'm a busy man. I've got
Fabian. Ed.
You shake hands. That's good.
I'm out of home. Babe. Did you two come down here so much? Oh.
Grace, this is my brother, Ed. Ed, this is Grace Murray. We're going to get married.
Yeah?
Hello, Grace. You were right, Mama. It's funny, but... pleased to meet you, Grace. Yeah.
I cry now for that time you first meet her, Eduardo. Or should I cry for the days after that?
Come on, get in the car, both of you. Baby, what's the matter with you? You're going to show your girl the town, aren't you? So I got a car and you haven't. But go on, get in the car and I'll show you the works. Go on. Get in, Grace.
Sure about that.
Telling you the town will be a pleasure. Believe me. Take it easy. Enjoy the game, Grace. Baby will be along any minute. And even if he don't show up, I'll show you a good time. Yeah, sure. He said he'd get here by the third inning. What if he don't show up? I know my way out of this ballpark. Believe me. Enjoy yourself, Gracie.
All right, baby, all right. Relax. It's a swell night. What, Faith? Oh, no, don't hurt him. I mean, so we take a little ride. So what? I'm going to be your brother-in-law soon. Do it right in the family, huh? Relax, baby. I'll get you home. Great, huh?
Should I cry for that one night when she cried?
Hey.
Gracia. Gracia, what?
Go away.
I don't know what. I think maybe you're sick. Oh, you gotta tell me, Gracia. Fabiano, he won't be back till tomorrow. Gracia, little bambina, you tell Mama how you think, huh? Fabiano, come home, she'll not find you like this.
Don't worry. He won't find me here.
Huh? please leave me alone.
Oh, no, I can't do that. Why, you say my father, Anna, he don't find you when he come back?
You tell me, girl, what you mean. Tell me.
No, no.
Tell me, you hear? Tell me. I don't let you go. I don't let you hurt my father, Anna.
Marcia, what do you say?
Who?
Who? Tell me who? Who?
Eduardo, should I cry for you now because of that night? While I ask who? Who? Never inside, I know, before she answers. You. Still, I don't cry. I remember all there is to remember about you. And yet I... No. Wait. Maybe if I think of that last night, when I went to you to talk about her, maybe if I think about that.
Well, all I gotta say, Mama, is this is a heck of a time I just bought out.
I have things to talk to you.
You know, the older you get, the stronger you get. Look, it's late. I don't feel well. Get it off your chest. Get out of here. Let me go to sleep.
Eduardo, all I say is this. You leave her alone now.
What are you talking about, huh?
Fabiano, he come home tomorrow. They get married soon. All right. Everything should be all right. So you leave her alone now. You never come over. You never talk to her. Just nothing, Eduardo.
You're a pretty wise old lady, Mama. Smart like a fox. But maybe I don't like foxes, and maybe I don't like you, Mama, so maybe I don't listen.
Eduardo, I say it once more. And you hear me good, so you remember. You leave her alone as long as you live. You hear, Eduardo?
I'll tell you something, Mom, and ask you if you hear. I don't feel well. The doctors told me I need rest, see? Rest. So come on, get out of there.
You leave her alone?
No.
Eduardo, what do you say, Fabiano?
Fabiano's a fall guy. He always was and he always will be. No, Mom, I'm not through with little Gracie yet. Not by a long shot. What are you going to do with her?
I do this and this.
You hit me.
See. But I hit too late, my son.
You hit me. Me. Nobody ever laid a finger on me before. You hear me? Nobody.
Eduardo, what are you...
I can't stand being hit. Makes me sick inside. I gotta hit back.
Eduardo, stay back.
Nobody hits me. You hear me? Nobody.
Eduardo.
You can't get away with it, and you won't get away with it because I'll... You won't?
Eduardo.
Hey, it's you.
Eduardo, what? Eduardo. Eduardo. So, there was the last I can remember, Eduardo. You fall on the floor, and you stay there. I hear your breath off on me. I remember your papa fall like that when he's a heart. I cannot move. I stand. I watch. I do not move. And in 1 minute, 2 minutes, you are still. I hear your first breath, Eduardo. I hear you laugh.
You were no good, Eduardo. But you were my son. Why can't I cry for you? Why can't I cry for you?
Just heard History of a Mug, a play by Arch Obler. The leading role was taken by Miss B. Benaderet. The original musical score was composed and conducted by Jack Meakin. Next week's play will bring you a new comedy by Mr. Obler. A few weeks ago, you heard A Gallery of Big Shots, Feminine. In response to numerous requests, Mr. Obler has written a sequel, which we'll broadcast next week. Its title, A Gallery of Big Shots, Masculine. This will be the 22nd in the special series of 26 plays written, directed, and produced for the Mutual Broadcasting System by Arch Obler. Tonight's play was transcribed for presentation at this time. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
That's the Relic Radio show for today. RelicRadio.com's got more old-time radio for you every day, however, and links to past episodes of this show and all our other old-time radio shows. You'll also find links to our forum, find our blog there, our live shoutcast stream at live.relicradio.com. Kinds of stuff going on you can find at relicradio.com. You can email me at relicradio@gmail.com. Thanks for joining me today. I'll be back next Tuesday with a new episode of the Relic Radio Show.